That and a few of the different products that there are around, because we're starting to see products, different kind of mortgages come out again, as they did. And I'm so happy to see Tracy Becker, our credit coach.
Hello.
Hi, Tracy. I missed you.
I missed you, too, and all the listeners.
I know. So, Tracy, and how's your new puppy?
My puppy is amazing. She's a lot of fun, full of energy, and a terror.
Well, right, but you want her to have a personality. You don't want her to be vanilla. You're not, you know, you don't want her to have no personality to be a stiff, right?
I needed a challenge.
Yeah. So, Tracy's going to talk about the mistakes individuals make when trying to fix errors on their credit reports and items that you would be shocked to find out on your credit report that shouldn't be there. And, of course, you could ask her any questions about credit. And today, credit rules.
Absolutely.
It rules.
And hopefully tomorrow.
And by the way, too. I would tell Tracy, I was at a store, actually, and of course they asked me, please, you have a big purchase, you want to open a credit card, and I said, I have a credit coach, she told me not to do it.
No, I tell them Tracy won't let me. That's what I said.
I said that. But Tracy, let me tell you what they told me.
What?
Because they lied.
Yeah, they don't know.
I don't think she was lying on purpose, but I think she lied. She said, well, it's not going to affect your credit now. You're not going to. I said, well, my credit coach, Tracy, told me that it will take me down 20 points, 10 points. She said, oh, no, don't listen to such a thing.
Oh, and the pressure. I was at Macy's the other day.
I think some of them make money when you open an account.
Right, so they tend to not tell the truth.
Right.
So if you ask the question and they say, oh, that's not true. No, they're telling the lie, not us.
Yeah, you know what? When they tell that to me, I say, listen, I wrote a book about this. So you're wrong. And you shouldn't be telling people that. And then they kind of get quiet.
And then they kind of probably shut up.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So, and you should read Tracy's book. What's the name of that book again?
It's called Credit Score Power.
And how do people get that?
They could just Google it online with my name, Tracy Becker. It's in all the major bookstores.
It's a great book.
Thank you.
Okay, so credit, credit rules. It's the king or queen or princess. No, it's the king.
It's
or the
all
queen.
Of those things.
Right.
It's the kingdom. So, credit and errors. People are so surprised when they find out what's on their credit report. People who don't look at their credit often. So, what does that tell us? It tells us everyone should be reviewing their credit consistently. If not every month or every week, at least every 6 months. If you are going to buy a property or you plan on getting any type of financing, even credit cards, you want to look at your credit report well in advance. Because if there is an error, it could take time to fix it. So how do you get a copy of your credit report with the FICO scores, which are scores that banks use? As a consumer, you go to myfico.com, myfico.com, and you buy your FICO scores and credit reports. You will buy your Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax standard FICO scores. There are three scores, one representing each credit bureau. The bank takes the middle number, not the average, not the medium, but the middle number. So when you get these credit reports and you review them, you want to look at the personal information to see if it's accurate, and that's your addresses from the past, your employers, the names that are associated with your file. And as you review your credit report, if you see any accounts that aren't yours, if there are addresses and names that aren't yours, you could be getting mixed up with somebody else's file. And that could be a big issue when you go for a loan. Because not only may there be wrong negative accounts on the credit report with delinquencies, but let's say there's a mortgage on your credit report for $1 million that's not yours, and the bank then won't approve you for financing because they think you owe a lot more money than you do. So it's very important to look at the credit report at every detail and see if there are any errors. If you do see accounts that aren't yours, then you might be getting mixed up with somebody else's file.
So do you have to look at the account numbers?
Not necessarily, not right off the bat. You just, like, if you see an account on your credit report that has a balance that you don't recognize, and it's, let's say, a Citibank account, and you don't have a Citibank account, then there may be an issue. So then you have to start looking.
Wait, but wouldn't somebody, let's just use Citibank. if I didn't have an account in Citibank, wouldn't then, if I saw something on my credit report about Citibank, say, what's wrong with this?
Yes, you're going to say, what's wrong with them? Yes.
So, if you get it. And a lot of people don't get them.
Right. Well, they have to get them and review them. And if they see something that's not theirs, then they need to start taking notice of other things besides the account. Like, are there wrong addresses? Is there a social security number on there that they don't recognize? Because the file could be getting mixed up with somebody else's account. So, like, if my name is Joe Smith.
An easy name in common,
right,
of course.
I might be getting mixed up with another Joe Smith.
Got
if
it.
I'm a junior or a senior. But it could also be that there's identity theft. Somebody opened accounts in my name that I don't recognize because they're actually not mine, but somebody stole my identity. Usually when there are accounts that are opened up in your name that aren't, that were identity theft, they're usually delinquent because the person who opened them up is not paying them back. So that's kind of easy to see. The other thing that people find when they look at their credit reports, and they usually find this out after they've gotten a pre-approval, they're trying to get a pre-approval letter, which means having your credit report pulled by a banker so you can be pre-approved and then go looking for a property and have the right documentation so that the real estate agent can fight for you when you're when they're negotiating.
Can I ask you something mm-hmm. else? Because I get, I'm sure you guys also get it, David and Jerry. Like emails, there's a million emails that say, your credit score, find out your credit score. Your credit score has changed or something of that
yes.
nature. And to me, I'm like, I don't know that this is, I think this is just advertising. I don't know if it's even legit companies. Should people pay attention to those things?
Not unless they have a credit monitoring product. If they don't have a monitoring product, then there's no way that somebody would know their credit score has changed without them having purchased a product. If you have a credit monitoring product that alerts you when changes occur on your score, then yes, you should be leery of something like that coming on email, and you should look at it and find out what's going on through your monitoring product.
Am I the only one that gets them?
No,
I get them all the time.
I think people, it could be spam. It could be somebody trying to steal your
ID.
Yeah, you can't just go and go to the link if you don't recognize it. There are sites where you could sign up and get free credit scores and find out information about your credit, but you actually have to sign up and give your information. And if you don't do that and you start to get these emails randomly, you shouldn't just log on to whatever link they're giving you because you don't know who it is.
Yeah, I'm careful of everything because I
yes.
don't know who anybody is anymore. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you get emails all the time randomly saying your account has been shut down. And then if you go on to their link, it could be somebody who's trying to get your information. So you just don't go automatically and go to a link that comes to you by email.
And I'm lucky because when I get an email that says, you know, we're from, you know, they pretend they're somebody. It's like some organization, or they say we're AOL. We have to update your membership. I call my tech guys, and they'll know it's spam or it's BS
right.
or it's whatever. But if you don't know, because you don't have the luxury of having tech guys, which I want to say they do a good job, but you really have to know it yourself, too.
Yes.
But then I don't answer. When I'm not
right.
sure, I don't answer.
And you know what else? If you get an email from, let's say, Bank of America or Citibank or Chase, whoever it is that you have a credit card with, if they are saying something like, you know, your account has been shut down, take your credit card, look at the back of it, call the phone number, and call directly from your credit
card. Oh, maybe
that's
it. You know, I got a call. It was from, I think, Bank of America. And they're like, they came into my office, which I don't usually give my office number. So that's number one. That, you know, I don't, not to my personal accounts, I would give my cell phone number. So I was leery that they called my office number. So my assistant said, Dottie, they called and they said they wouldn't give information, but you must call immediately. So I call them and I'm like, I don't know now if this is some credit line that we have to work, if it's personal. So I'm like, listen, I don't know who you are. I don't know who I'm talking to. just give me your name first, okay? Because I always tell you, get a name. The guy gives me his name. I go, well, I want your last name. He goes, we don't give last names. Now, that to me triggered something, okay? I hope that I am, because what do you mean you don't give last names? You should be able to give the name. And he goes, well, we don't give last names. I said, well, what is it that you want? He said, well, we need to know your account number. I said, well, I'm not giving it to you. Okay?
Your savings account number in your bank.
I don't know what account number would be. It could be something I have with work. So then he says, well, we need to know what number they call. I said, so now I call the assistant. It's the whole thing. Now, they had the whole thing like, you know, this call is being monitored.
Recorded,
first.
Right.
But I don't know. It could
this
be
is
really,
what you do in a situation
what do I
like
do?
That. You do not call the number they left. You pick up your card, your credit card, or whatever. If they say they're from Citibank, you get the phone number on your own for Citibank. And you call Citibank and say, I just got a phone call from somebody saying they're from Citibank. Did your company call me? And then you know you're calling Citibank, and you're not calling some number that you have no idea where it's bringing you
Thank
to.
You.
Yeah,
so
I did that, and it was 25 minutes trying to get to the person.
Oh,
they
please.
Finally got it.
Right.
So why doesn't it say in the computer that you guys called me? You did, you know?
No, but they see, they don't know the different departments. No. I mean, all these right. banks, whether it's Citibank, BA, I mean, they're huge. Yeah.
You never...
So if a guy in credit calls you, they're not, I don't know that they're going to even know that.
Well, the thing is, you never, if somebody calls you up and says, this is Citibank, we need to know your social security number, your account number, your address. You never give that information.
And I said, you know what? If I did something bad or delinquent or something, which I don't think I have, but if...
Then you call me.
You're going to call back.
Right. And you're going to call me.
If you owe anybody money, yes. they're calling back.
The safe bet.
And they'll
right.
keep on calling. So my thought is, well, you know what? If it's some oversight that somebody had or something... There, and I have not had a call back,
right.
So I'll keep you posted.
So the thing that people are very surprised about with their credit, when they look at their credit reports and they see these little collection accounts, medical collections, they could be collections for like a ticket when you were driving and there was like a camera and it took a picture of you going through a red light.
Oh,
and
like they have all over Long Island, I know they
and
have.
And Manhattan. And they Manhattan. Sent you a ticket in the mail, and you thought it was junk mail, and you shredded it, and all of a sudden your credit score goes down 100 points because you have a collection for $20 on your credit report. So these are things that shock people.
So you might not know that. You don't even know you have it, is what
right.
you're saying.
So these are the things that surprise people. They just don't think they're going to have a medical collection for $50 on their credit report or utility bill that they didn't pay when
could
they moved.
Could you have a late payment for $2?
You could.
And let me say something. Mm-hmm. If you had a late payment or not or some penalty, because I had that happen to me, like it was like $5. It was stupid. Okay. As stupid as it was and as little as it is, could that affect your credit?
Yes, it could drop your credit score 100 points if it goes on your credit report. And then people go and they try to fix it on their own, and they might say something wrong to the creditor that's like admitting guilt, and now all of a sudden it can't come off. Or they dispute these items online randomly, and it winds up that they have a consumer dispute statement on their credit report that stops them from getting a loan.
Wait a second. That you have to tell me again. I mean, not that everything's not important, but in other words, if there's something I'm disputing and I go online and say, no, I think you're wrong because blah, 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 and the... That's a consumer dispute, and that goes on your what?
Yes,
credit?
It could go on your credit report, and then if it doesn't come off, when the loan goes to a bank, a mortgage bank, for approval, most of the time it gets rejected when they see consumer dispute statements because it changes
Why?
The credit score. It takes that account
so
out of the credit score.
So you can't have disputes online?
For yeah. a lot of products.
So in other words, just if it's $5, give in?
Well, no. What I'm saying is if you do dispute something and you don't do it correctly and that dispute statement stays on your credit report, it could cause problems when you're going for a mortgage application.
That's unbelievable.
That's
why you need to call
me. That's like insurance. You're afraid to report. Like
no,
when
I
have all this insurance, and when there's something that's wrong, I'm like, oh, I better not put it in my insurance company. They'll raise my rates. And then after that, I go, well, why the hell do I have insurance? insurance. Well, I never take a claim because everything I think I would claim that really happened is going to make my rates go up, so I decide never to do it.
It has to be done right. That's the problem.
So we should call you.
Yes, you can call me or you can research it correctly and make sure the consumer dispute statement comes off when you're done with the dispute. Because if it remains, it could cause a lot of problems.
And I don't know.
You don't want problems.
Do my listeners feel like me? I mean, listen, there's so much you have to know. How can any person?
Well, there also needs to be more regulation.
I mean, there are so many regulations.
Regulations that say if a consumer disputes, that can't ever be a negative. Just because a consumer disputes, that's not right.
The reason they have these rules is because people frivolously dispute information. They continue on and on and on again. And so that's like an alert on your file. And after a while of disputing again and again, it becomes frivolous.
Yeah, but you just said one dispute left on. And that's not right.
What happens is the creditor may make a mistake and not take the dispute off, or you may never get a resolution and not go and change it.
And so they say, who needs this person who's a pain in the neck? They're disputing things. You know, some of the buildings.
That's true, too.
Some of the buildings that I won't mention any building in particular, but they're like, we don't want that attorney because he could. They don't say it, but let's turn him down because we don't need somebody who could be in litigation all the time.
I mean, I'm sorry, who is this that's turning down attorneys? Can I get their name, please?
Because they're high profile, so it doesn't make sense.
You need 3 months of credit information. On your radio show.
It's just
show.
So I'm impossible
kidding.
To keep track of.
That is unbelievable.
To keep track of.
Dottie, let me just remind our listeners, if they want to call in with their credit questions or complaints, the number is 800-321-0710. If you're on the line, hang on. We're going to get to you. We had a flood of phone calls.
Yeah, we do. Remember, the all-new Mercedes-Benz CLA is arriving at your Mercedes-Benz Tri-State dealer this month. And the CLA brings superior technology, engineering, and safety you've come to expect from Mercedes-Benz. Say it's a done deal, they say no. Remember,
Dottie's
that no
rule.
Means.
Hang up and call again.
Yeah, right. No Dottie's means rule. No today, or you talk to the wrong person. I keep on. After a while, they'll go, that pain and that
right.
Continue to call
back. Just to get
back.
Her to stop calling.
She's never going
to
stop. She's never going to. And you know what? Many a times, at the end of the day, I get what I need, but it takes me, I told you, because sometimes I can be on the phone an hour, and I don't have that time, so I don't do it often, but when it's really important, I do it. Rich from New Jersey. Hi, Rich.
How are you, Daddy?
I'm good. Now, you own insurance agencies, right?
I had 6,000 accounts.
Wow.
Two big agencies, and retired, and then I just went back, and actually, we're friends on Facebook, but I wanted to pass a comment. Look, your insurance professional, regardless of gender, wants to talk to you if you have a concern about a claim that you're afraid to put in, to raise your rate, cancel you. You don't want to put it in, call the company direct, because it's immediately going to go down as an incident, as a negative factor. But that person that gets commission, that lives off you, he or she, they want this call. They want the contact from you. They want your concerns.
So you're saying, Rich, what company? I mean, first of all, Rich, you have to do me a favor. First of all, I appreciate very much you calling in and giving us this information. I'm not an insurance person. Okay. Second of all, if you leave me your email and number, I'd love you to come on one day and talk, more fully, because insurance is really important. And I might go over it in the surface, but I'm not an expert on it. So you're saying, and I have that, you're saying you should tell your agent, but not the company.
You call your agent and say, look, a tree fell, a tree fell on my front lawn. You know, do I have coverage? You know, and some companies, they might say you have none. Some companies might say you only have $500. Is it worth putting in the claim? Your agent knows the policy, knows all the subsections, knows whether you're covered or not. He or she is going to tell you, you know, put it in. You got a $500 deductible. You're going to get nothing. Now you know.
So they're going to tell you basically don't put it in or put it in.
Well, put it in. That's right. They know all the parameters of all of the policy, and they can look up your individual policy and see what you're covered for and what you're not covered for. And I did give your phone person, nice gentleman, my phone number and my email address.
All right, Rich, I'm going to call you because I'd love you to come on the show and give us really some of your expertise on insurance.
That's fine. And the other thing I want, and I mean, even if you call the service staff and you say to them, do not enter this as a claim. You know, I want to speak to my agent, let my agent get back to me, whatever. The other thing I wanted to say is that a lot of times you may get a ticket, a speeding ticket, a traffic ticket, a red light ticket, and you don't pay promptly. Well, they're going to fine you an additional amount of money, and you may never know that. Okay, so for your investigation for credit and things like that, it's very important that if you have a ticket that you didn't pay on time, they're going to give you another $5 or $10 fine. All of a sudden, you may find your license suspended, and you're going like, I paid the fine.
Absolutely. Yes, you really need to follow up and be your own advocate with any bill you get, because if you don't, you may wind up suffering with poor credit or finding out you lose something that's very important to you.
Right. You didn't pay the penalty because you decided to pay it 2 months later for whatever reason. There's a myriad of reasons.
Right. It could be any reason.
But that $5 is going to come back in like...
To
like,
haunt you. If it doesn't matter the number, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a small amount or a big amount. It just hurts you. You're right. You know, Rich. So, Rich, you left me your email. I'm going to love you to come on the show and talk a little about some of the insurance issues that people need to know. It's really important. And as I said, we try to give you a little of everything, but I also try to have the experts in all the fields on. And so Rich is an expert and he's part of our family. Obviously, he's called in. He's given us advice. So I'm going to get a hold of you next week. How's that? We'll call and we'll set up a time. And please keep us posted on anything that you know that's current, because that's really all part of the whole process. Thanks so much, Rich. Speak to you very soon.
Goodbye.
I have Jan from Lynbrook, Long Island. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Dottie. I have 2 points. Number one, years ago when I got my credit reports, I saw that I supposedly had a previous address in Jericho, Long Island. Well, I've never lived in Jericho. I wrote a letter to them saying, check your social security numbers that you're using because I've never lived in Jericho. Well, that thing keeps turning up. After about 10, 15 years, it still keeps turning up the previous address in Jericho.
All right, so Tracy, she's got a thing on Jericho. She's never even lived there.
Okay, so this is, do you know which credit bureau it's on?
I can't remember at this point. Sorry.
Well, what you have to do, because sometimes what happens is if you go, let's say you go for a car lease, and the car leasing company puts the wrong address into the application, that will go on your credit report. And sometimes what has to be done is whoever put it on has to take it off, has to let the bureaus know and then remove it. So you're going to have to call the bureau and ask why it's on your report and how do you get it removed. And then they'll tell you whether they could remove it or you have to go back to the original creditor or application that you first had to put on the credit report for them to change it. Or you can call us at North Shore Advisory at 914-524-8300. You can call me next week, and I'll be able to give you some more direction on that.
Okay, great. And my second thing, Dottie, is the Hall of Shame. What do you think of staple down ceilings?